Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, an Odyssey station, and radio.com. It is now Odyssey, so you want to download that app. You got to, man. Download the Odyssey app, and you can listen to KISW. All the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Pump it up for Monday! Ooh, nice! Old school. Yeah, just, man, brings back the memories.
Brings back so memories of this awesome weekend, how nice it was out there. But, Steve, did you spend any time outside?
Yes.
It was WrestleMania weekend, so I was kind of figuring you just spent a lot of the time watching the wrestling.
I mean, much to my wife's excitement, it was two nights of WrestleMania. So that was a lot of fun. That was a fun sell.
Yeah. So you had to make sure and go out and go for some walks
and stuff
like that.
During the day, we went out and enjoyed the weather, though. That's for sure. And it was a lot of fun. It was fun because they had fans there. But the crazy part was we were enjoying good weather, but in Tampa, they were being hit with thunderstorms and lightning storms and all that. So they have all these fans, and they had to tell a bunch of them, go back to your car. We'll let you know when you can come back in.
Oh, jeez.
Or just get under covers or something along those lines. I'm like, of course. The luck that they would have, they finally are putting on a show where there's over 25,000 people coming. They're trying to show some sense of normalcy, and they're getting hit with thunderstorms.
That makes sense. Then on Twitter was just being flooded, pun intended, with a bunch of memes at Vince McMahon yelling at clouds.
Yes.
So now that makes a lot more sense.
But it was a lot of fun. It just felt good to see fans watching wrestling again.
Absolutely. Let's get to our contestant. We got Jeff in Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, buddies.
All right, Steve, get out of here. Goodbye. For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What year in the mid-2000s did Aaron Rodgers join the Green Bay Packers?
2004, 2005.
2005, yes. Who played Jules in the 90s movie Pulp Fiction?
Oh, that was John Travolta or Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes. 128 fluid ounces make up what single unit of measurement?
1 gallon.
Yes. Hollandaise sauce originated in what European country?
France.
Yes. What band had the hit songs Closer and Head Like a Hole?
Oh, that was Nine Inch Nails.
Yes. A cardiologist is focused primarily on what organ of the body? Yes. Which ukulele player was known for Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
Tiny Tim.
Yes. Whom did Ed O'Neill play in Married with Children?
Hey, it was Al Bundy.
Yes. What fruit is grown extensively on Cape Cod?
Cranberries.
Yes. Who was the U.S. president from 1969 to 1974?
Let's say Ford.
No.
Not Kennedy. Nixon.
Yes! And at the last second, Jeff gets it in a perfect 10!
All right.
Man, that's a way to pump it up for a Monday.
Been a couple of years.
Job,
and it's
buddy.
Been a couple months since I won. Jeez.
Well, you can't say that you have a 100% chance there, but
well,
there's a chance.
It is Steve.
This would be worth betting. This would be a betting thing, but you know,
you're right.
No, he won't even bet.
It would be a great time to maybe place a wager, but it's 2021 and Rev's not betting, so it's not going to happen. And do a little dance there.
Proof that I was out and about. Text just came in. My buddy saw Migs at Baby Gap.
That's right.
Baby Gap? Yeah, I was finding some new clothes for myself. You know?
Getting a crop top or something?
That's where I get the best clothes.
I got to tell you, that nutritionist is doing wonders for you.
Right.
You're losing so much weight.
I mean, I'm still Baby Gap triple XL, but I'm getting there.
All right, man.
I'm actually going to get to a size large in Baby Gap clothes.
Work on yourself. That's all you can do.
You ready?
Oh, yeah!
What year in the mid-2000s did Aaron Rodgers join the Green Bay Packers?
2004.
No.
2005.
Yes.
That's right.
Who played Jules in the 90s movie Pulp Fiction?
Was that Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes. 128 fluid ounces make up what single unit of measurement?
A gallon.
Yes. Ooh. Hollandaise sauce originated in what European country?
That would be France.
Yes. What band had in the hit songs Closer and Head Like a Hole?
Nine Inch Nails.
Yes. A cardiologist is focused primarily on what organ of the body?
Heart.
Yes.
Feeling good.
Which ukulele player is known for Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
Crap.
Eddie Vedder.
No.
Teddy Tim.
Yes.
Whom did Ed O'Neill play in Married with Children?
Al Bundy.
Yes. What fruit is grown extensively on Cape Cod?
Crap. Cherries?
No.
Apples?
No.
Fruit. Cape Cod. Corn?
No.
Who was the U.S. president from 1969 to 1974?
Eisenhower.
No.
Nixon.
Yes. Too late.
Come on.
Steve, you know what? I could even give it to you because you still lose. God. Jeff got a perfect 10 and the Woo! Win.
Nice.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Congrats, man.
What a game.
Yeah.
Jeff's the winner and Steve is...
This will get you pumped up on a Monday. Well, except for Steve. You know what's great in a fruit salad? Corn.
Really?
No, you said corn as a fruit, and so I was making fun of you.
I was trying to think of Cape Cod, and all I could think is all this, you know, Smith Family popcorn are in that area, so I was like, maybe it's corn. That's the way my mind thinks.
All right, now at least we get to the nitty gritty on that one.
My other guess was going to be lobster, so I knew that was a better guess of the two.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what's like popular in that area.
Oh, you're not going to know it. Even I forgot that this was in that area.
I thought this was going to be a tough one. Jeff did get it. It's cranberries.
Yeah.
Cranberries?
Yeah. I think Ocean Spray's out of there, but maybe that's Florida. I don't know.
There's also Plymouth, too. Plymouth, Mass., I think, has a lot of cranberry bogs, if I'm not mistaken. But
really?
Which maybe, you know what? I mean, it's not that far. It's not that far from the whole situation anyway.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on Jeff on that win and getting all pumped up on Monday.
A text wants another. Your question about the cranberries is wrong. They grow cranberries in Wisconsin, but maybe I misheard the question. Did you say extensively or exclusively?
I said extensively, not exclusively. I'm just saying it was all over Cape Cod.
Gotcha.
That's what they do. Yeah, if I said exclusively, that'd be weird because,
it's everywhere.
I think.
I don't know. I don't have
the information right in front of me.
The research is amazing.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Congratulations. You lost, Steve.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem, buddy. My pleasure. There's a company that's looking to hire someone to watch baseball and eat hot dogs. I'm signing up. Tell you all about this at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a website, it's called Bonus Finder, and they are looking to pay someone to become an MLB food tester.
Sold.
Really awesome.
Yeah. As long as I don't have to eat the crickets at T-Mobile. That's all I don't think any other park has anything on the menu that I would hate except that.
But if this is your job and you only have to just sample it just so you know what it tastes like, I might be okay with that because then I get to enjoy the other food that I'm getting paid to eat.
All right, I'll bring you along for the crickets.
Okay.
Because if they pick you, you're going to get to go to a few Major League Baseball parks, watch the games, eat hot dogs, report on how they are. Oh, apparently it's only the hot dogs. Okay, well, I'm definitely in.
Oh.
I don't have to worry about having to eat the crickets.
Oh, but that's torture because, I mean, hot dogs are great, don't get me wrong, but there's always so many other, especially each ballpark, I feel like has their signature food.
I feel like if we get this, Steve, we'll eat the hot dogs on them, and then probably we'll be able to, you know, with our own cash, go get what we want.
Good point.
See, I was thinking maybe you'd just be like, well, here's a hot dog bun, and we're going to try your nachos in the hot dog bun. It's a hot dog.
Okay, there's that, too.
I'm going to put your tacos in a hot dog bun. It's a hot dog.
Yep. How about this? They're going to pay us, too. They'll give us $500 and cover the travel and the food.
Okay. Then we do have some extra spending money to enjoy some of their other stuff, like pizzas and corn.
This is a great deal. Mm-hmm. I would love to do this. I love baseball. I mean, I got to go to apply on their website before May 2nd. All right. Well, I don't know if I can get the time off to do whatever. I mean, I would definitely do this. If I didn't have a job, I would be like, yes, sign me up for this because I love baseball so much and be able to sit in the stands and watch a baseball game with a hot dog. Oh man, that sounds good.
That's whenever we've done like our radio conventions or any kind of travel during the summertime. That's like my first thing to look. Like the second thing would be like trying to see if there's any good concerts happening in the town that we're in. But the first one is there a baseball game? I'm not even a huge baseball fan like you, but there is just something awesome about summertime being outside at a ballpark. You're around, well, back in the old days when we were around people, but you get to be around people and kind of meet some random people and just enjoy being outdoors.
Yeah, it really is an outdoor pub. And that's what Simon Pegg, when he went to his first game at T-Mobile, he was like, oh, now I'll get it. It's an outdoor pub. He's like, this is fantastic. It's like, who cares what's happening on the field? I got a brew in one hand, a brat in the other. This is great.
Especially as a Mariners fan, you just don't expect much on the field. So, you know, you enjoy the concessions, enjoy the camaraderie. Yeah. I'm looking at their criteria, though, when it comes to, like, how they want you to rate the ballpark and the eating experience. So, first thing is hot dog appearance and color, which makes sense. Quality of the bun and the bread flavor, which I agree is very important to a good hot dog. The flavor complexity and quality of meat. Fancy.
Oh, boy. I think I'm going to fail at this.
Oh, I like the great game entertainment and quality and also stadium atmosphere and excitement.
All right, that I can figure out. Yeah. But I'm going to have to pay attention to the hot dog because I just scarf those down and go, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, you're a food taster. You have to talk about the food you're eating.
Am I supposed to swish a dog in my mouth?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, please swish that dog, Steve.
Yeah, swish that.
It also says value for money. Everything's overpriced at a baseball game.
That's true, I suppose. But I do think that if you can get I can comment on that and go, oh man, this could be for me.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So there's a company looking to hire an MLB food tester to eat hot dogs and watch baseball. So based on this, we want to know whether it be your current job or a past job, when did you have the coolest job ever? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. When did you have the coolest job ever? Your calls, your texts after the Smashing Pumpkins on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A company is looking to hire an MLB food tester to eat hot dogs and watch baseball. Based on this, we want to know, whether it be your current job or past job, when did you have the coolest job ever? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Paul in Bremerton, you are on the Rock.
Greetings, fellow H-holes.
Yo. Paul, welcome to the show, sir. What you got?
Thank you, sir. Well, I used to work in South Park at a place called EMI. My cousin and I, we pretty much ran the shop. It was just a two-man shop. And we'd get paid every 2 weeks. But on our paydays, we'd go to a little convenience store, grab a half rack of beer, sit on a barge that was sunken on the Duwamish River and get drunk. Well, we'd get back to work, of course, half tipsy. And the boss would go, "Oh, man, I forgot. Today's payday. Pack up, go home. I'll pay you guys for the rest of the day."
Wow, really? So he just knew that payday, that's what you guys were going to do, and he's like, "I don't bother. Just go home."
Exactly right. And I was there for about 10 years, and yeah, he didn't care. I mean, we could do anything we wanted as long as we showed up, did our job, and kept our mouth shut.
So how come
you did it?
Why aren't you at that job anymore?
He sold it to China, as a matter of fact.
He sold it to China?
Yeah, there was only three places in the United States that made expanded metal. It was L.A., Seattle, and Chicago.
And the entire country of China really liked that business?
I can't imagine there was a company in China.
Yeah, no, China bought the company that I worked for here in Seattle.
Really? It's like you're saying the whole country of China, like the government of China bought the... I've never heard of such a thing. I mean, maybe that's how they do business in China. The country bought it?
The country body, yes, sir.
Wow, that is...
Did you give a catch wind how much they bought it for?
Damn.
Well, I know one of the machines went for $3.5 million.
Oh.
That was an expander itself, but I don't know how much, like, the flattener and the leveler is. I don't know if you guys know what expanded metal is.
I have no idea.
No,
okay.
I know you can get drunk while making it. I know that.
He must be living the good life now, the guy that sold it, though.
Yeah, what it is, it's kind of like, you see them on catwalks on Navy boats. They use them on the back of pickup trucks to protect your back window.
Okay. Vicky showed me some pictures of that. Yeah, I just didn't know the name of it, but that's cool.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
I wonder what the owner of that company is doing now. Like, is he just living the best life?
Well, he bought a house on Mercer Island. Probably your neighbor, BJ.
Oh, BJ.
I don't know. Let me tell you, if he sold that company to China, I don't think he's my neighbor. I live in the poor part of town. He's probably at the south end having a great life.
Oh, yeah. But no, I'll never forget him, man. Morehadad Ali Kadam Harati was his name. An Iranian guy.
Wow.
Cooler than hell guy. Cool.
Yeah, well, he must have. No wonder he was cool. He's like, I'm going to sell this for bank. That's why he was cool. He probably knew all along he was going to get banked from somebody for that company.
I love our buddy Photog Jim texted us, and he says, "My current job at King 5, I've been at 2 Super Bowls, a presidential inauguration, been on the roof of the Space Needle numerous times, and those are just some highlights. The only downer was covering that awful Amtrak crash after getting off of that train."
Yeah, you know, if that's the only downer that he's had, that's pretty amazing because, I wonder about the folks that have a job like Photog Jim, like, you know, all the stuff you got to go cover.
Yeah, I'm sure other downers, but I mean, I would imagine some of the life experiences, those are the things you're trying, you know, more lean towards is focus on some of those great memories.
206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. John in West Seattle, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good morning, John. When did you have the coolest job ever? What was it?
When I was in middle school, my band teacher's house unfortunately burned down, and he was a little bit older, and he didn't want to deal with going through it, but it didn't burn, like, it wasn't ashes on the ground. There was still some stuff left, so he paid me $1,000 to dig through all the wreckage and find anything that was worth saving, and in return, and as well as $1,000, I got to keep any cool stuff that I found. If I found, like, some random knickknack or something, he was like, "Oh, yeah, that's fine, keep it."
Wow.
What was the coolest knickknack that you found?
a VHS copy of the Robin Williams live-action Popeye movie.
Awesome. Great movie.
Wow.
I hope you still have it.
You sold Steve on that one.
With Shelley Duvall, right?
Oh, man. I still have it.
Nice.
The only person in America that would be excited about that, and you called the right show.
You did find the right radio show for that story.
You really did. That's pretty cool. Getting to pay $1,000, that ain't bad. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. John in Ravensdale, you are on The Rock.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, morning, John. What was the coolest job you ever had?
The coolest job I ever had was working at a gay bar in Seattle. Monday through Friday, those people knew how to have a good time.
So have you worked at other bars and you seem to find out that straight bars, people just weren't having as good of a time as the gay bar you worked at? Is that what you noticed, or is this just the only bar you ever worked at? Oh, sorry, John, you're breaking up. I mean, you know, I have no idea, but, you know, whatever the case is like, you know what? Yeah, I would ask. It's like, why is everybody in a better mood than any other place I've ever worked in? Is it just so? It just so happens, maybe. Maybe the people are just good people anyway. It's just that they got better lives. But you know, I would think most bars you're having a good time. You got alcohol. There's no reason. I don't know why you wouldn't be having a good time.
Some bars I've been to, alcohol leads to people not having a good time. So maybe that happens less at the bar that he was at. I have no idea.
Yeah, you know, I mean, because, I don't go to bars. That's why I'm afraid to go to bars for that reason, Steve, because I don't want to go to the bar where people are just in a bad mood and next thing you know, chairs are being thrown. And you know me, I tend to say the wrong thing. So I want to know the bars where it's guaranteed that pretty much people are going
to
be in a good mood.
Yeah, I know a couple of bars in Tacoma that I would never take you to. Just for that reason.
Thank you, sir.
No worries.
I really don't need that in my life. Oh, I really don't.
This is a cool job. Someone said I used to work at a strip club by SeaTac. And Greg Allman came in there and played and sang on a grand piano one time. There's a strip club with a grand piano? That's awesome.
Wow. And I like that Greg Allman's like, you know what? I'm in Seattle. I'm going to go over here.
How cool would that be if you had a strip club and all of a sudden the stripper gets behind the piano and plays like Chopsticks?
Like, I don't know how cool that would be.
VIP room, here we go.
Yeah.
No?
I think I'd be a little bummed. Like, you know, I really didn't listen to Alicia Keys. I came here to see a certain kind of entertainment. I you know what I mean? I would have gone to the whatever the Dueling Pianos bar if I wanted to see that. I don't know. I might be upset.
I'd want my strip clubs to be almost part talent show as well.
Solid. Yeah, you want the whole burlesque show going on.
Fire breathers. Okay. Puppetry.
Hey, would you spin some plates for me? Because what I'm seeing right now is just not entertaining
enough.
Now,
Steve, I've been to a strip club where there were fire breathers. It's not as awesome as you would imagine.
Where are they breathing the fire from?
That's a good point.
It's a really good question. If it was anywhere,
Were you here for that, Steve? Because we had a fire breather that breathed fire from that part of town.
No.
Oh, she was great.
That's what I'm saying.
It must have been during the buzz days. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't even there for that.
That was a good time. She did a great job.
Like, if a stripper just got up on the stage and pulled out, like, a dummy and did, like, a ventriloquist act, know dollars are flying from my hands.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make it rain. For that.
I am a sucker for a good ventriloquist.
I did see a stripper once. I fell in love with her in Portland where she did kind of like a miming act. Where have you seen when people pretend to tie like a string around their lips and they're pulling the lips from side to side? She pretended to pluck a hair from a certain body part and tied it around and did the whole lip thing while on stage.
On her mouth.
On her mouth. Okay. Yes. Yeah. And I was just like, take my money. You're so funny. Because she was just having a great time and she was just super fun. I wonder what she's doing.
Probably still that.
Probably waiting for things to open up so she can do that again.
Oh, right? Yeah. You got to wait it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the mime thing, Vicky, is fine because she's still, like, not behind a piano. You know what I mean? I can still see her and enjoy every part of her routine. You know, it's the piano thing. It's like, well, then I can't see anything anymore. She's behind a piano.
No, a lot of times when, like, a piano plays on stage, they have the piano set sideways so you can see them from the side.
Oh, all right. It depends on where I am, I suppose, because I've been in the bad position for the piano time sometimes. So, all right, Steve. Aww. Make sure I'm at the make sure I'm in the right place.
All right, when I figure out this strip club talent show thing, yeah, I don't know what we'll call it. But
we're going to be thousandaires, Steve. I love this.
We'll be struggling to pay bills.
I think strip club talent show works enough right there.
Strip club talent show.
Yeah, it really does have a catch to it. You know what it is going in, no doubt about it. We got a music website that just released a list of 70s rock songs that you'd immediately recognize from the first opening notes. What do you think topped the list? I'm going to tell you at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and when costs. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total costs, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.